T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, May 26th. Taking a look at that big party in the Ozarks and its aftermath.
Kansas lawmakers hope to keep the governor in check. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A low-pressure system continues to spin to the south of us, bringing in moisture, and that will lead to some light rain this morning. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, a little bit of a gusty wind out of the north. It is 60 degrees. Our full weather forecast is just minutes away here on this Tuesday morning. Well, if you were one of the hundreds of people packed in and partying this weekend at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, health officials have a warning for you. They want you to go into quarantine because of the possible spread of COVID-19. The County Department of Public Health has even issued a travel advisory. Rocky Madden of Fox TV affiliate KTVI with more.
The photos and video of the Lake of the Ozarks went across the nation and back again in only seconds, and spreading just as quickly and boosting the fears of the spreading virus that could kill so many people.
And the risk of contracting COVID-19 is exponentially increased.
County Executive Sam Page.
And anyone who is involved this weekend in any sort of crowded event should just self-quarantine for the next 14 days, even if you don't have symptoms.
It's difficult to imagine few people were 6 feet apart this weekend. One bar owner says it was hard to control because the rain forced people inside and some were members of big parties of friends.
Once again, that was Rocky Madden with that report from Clayton, Missouri. Some Kansas lawmakers still reacting to Governor Laura Kelly's coronavirus decisions.
Senate President Susan Wagle tells KSN News they're concerned about how business involvement plays into the science.
And the one thing we wanted to do was put a check on her powers. We've been very concerned that her closures of some businesses and not others are very discriminatory.
Governor Kelly responding to the legislature saying that she's been keeping a level head during the process.
I have really put on audio and visual blinders so that we can look at these things without responding to political pressure, without responding to the emotions of the day, and just make them based on the science.
Governor Kelly has not indicated whether she will sign or veto the bills passed last Friday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
China receiving praise from the organization that investigated the nation this past January. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Jerusalem.
The World Health Organization is praising China this week for what they are calling openness in determining the origins of COVID-19. The WHO isn't discussing how China still is not allowing international investigators access to a key lab in the city of Wuhan where the outbreak may have started. One of the top Chinese researchers at that lab is warning this week that coronavirus is only the beginning. The virologist Xi Jinli serves as the deputy director at the facility and is calling for further studies of world viruses, saying, quote, "What we have uncovered is just the tip of the iceberg. Bat-borne coronavirus will cause more outbreaks. We must find them before they find us." China has been criticized extensively in the international community for their early handling of coronavirus and allegedly concealing information about the spread of positive cases.
China is also facing accusations of suppressing the World Health Organization from putting out a global alert for COVID-19 back in January. Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 11% in April.
This was an increase from 2.8% in March and an increase from 3.2% in April 2019. The United States unemployment rate reached 14.7% in April. Seasonally adjusted job estimates indicate total Kansas non-farm jobs decreased by 130,400 from March. Private sector jobs, a subset of total non-farm jobs, decreased by 121,600 from the previous month, while government decreased by 8,800 jobs. The leisure and hospitality sector saw a particularly sharp decline, accounting for 50,200 out of the total decrease since March. Since April of last year, Kansas seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have declined by 133,200. This change is due to a decrease of 125,500 private sector jobs and 7,700 government jobs.
That's Britt Zweigart with the Kansas Information Network with that report. Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins tells KNSS News state legislators worked hard to get a big House bill passed.
We worked for 24 hours straight to make this happen, to enshrine the good stuff, get rid of the bad stuff, and also allow local counties and the county commissions to be able to have some say instead of a health officer that's not elected.
Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins, who is from Wichita, he says he hopes Governor Kelly doesn't veto the bill this week. Hawkins was a guest on the John Whitmer Show. That's Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at how the president handled Memorial Day activities yesterday. And one part, one business that is really surging here 2 months into the coronavirus pandemic. KNSS News Time is 7:05. With Steve and Ted on KNSS. A bill establishing a Medicare pilot program addressing the link between diet, chronic illness, and senior health has been introduced by a bipartisan group in Congress.
The group is led by U.S. Representative Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts. He says the bill would ensure nutritious meals reach medically vulnerable seniors in their homes, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, while helping build a more resilient healthcare system. Other lawmakers backing the measure include Republican U.S. Representative Jackie Walorski of Indiana and Roger Marshall of Kansas, and Democratic Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine. Medicare Parts A and B provide no coverage for medically tailored meals. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump joining Americans honoring those who gave their lives for their country at Memorial Day yesterday.
At Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump saluted a wreath that was already in place at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The cemetery, which typically hosts thousands of people on Memorial Day, was closed to everyone but family members with special passes. The President and First Lady also attended a ceremony at Baltimore's Fort McHenry, where he paid tribute to those men and women in uniform who've made the ultimate sacrifice. With large gatherings still banned due to the coronavirus, a lot of commemorations moved online this year, including the United States Navy Band, which performed for a virtual ceremony on the USS Intrepid Museum in New York.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney with that report. The pandemic apparently leading to a surge in sales of patio furniture. Retailer Dan Mayer of Northwest Metalcraft in Arlington Heights, Illinois, says his phone is ringing off the hook.
The weather is changing. People want to get out. They want to relax. They want to use their outdoor back patio in their living area. They want to use a fire pit to gather around with their family, as well as their friends. Not many, maybe, but they want to have that whole outdoor experience.
And Overstock.com says it saw a 225% increase in patio furniture sales last month compared to the year before. 7:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Out in traffic right now, stalled out vehicle, watch for a potential slowdown on this one. It is eastbound on K96. It's right around Woodlawn. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we take a look at the weather forecast as we head into this work week on this Tuesday after Memorial Day, let's check in, get the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. How are you?
doing the same thing. You know, I feel like on days like today, it's kind of hard to get some of that energy back, you know, especially having a long weekend. And, you know, when it comes to the weather today, I mean, no surprise out there. It's just gloomy, soupy, really all the above. So we're going to keep a chance of rain in the forecast as we go through our Tuesday. So I hope you and Jad made sure that you grab the rain gear, your rain jackets, your umbrellas, just because we may experience, at least at times, maybe a few raindrops out there. And as we go through our Tuesday, we could also hear maybe a rumble of thunder or two, but not expecting anything severe. And I don't see our Tuesday being a washout either. So just watch out for some of those spotty showers that could be around today. So far, it looks like a 40% chance, keeping us a little bit cooler than normal. Normal high today for Wichita, 80. We'll only be able to get up to 73 with northwest winds at 8 to 18. A little bit breezy at times, but winds shouldn't be all that strong. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Another decent 20% chance of a shower, isolated rumble as we go through our Tuesday night heading into Wednesday. Low of only 55, and then warming back up into those 70s, 77 for our Wednesday. Another 20% chance of maybe a few spotty showers out there. And this rain chance, it's going to linger and continue all the way through our Thursday. Now, we should be able to dry out by the time we get into Friday and the end of the upcoming work of this work week. And then we'll just have to watch out for some much warmer temperatures by the time we get into the early part of next week, going from 70s and 80s up into the upper 80s by this time next week. Right now, we're at 60 degrees. We've got some light rain, some misty conditions out there currently, with a breezy northwest wind at 15 miles an hour.
And we got this situation where that rain is a lot of it's on eastern Kansas right now. It's just kind of spinning around, not going really anywhere.
Yeah, it's we've got this this stationary boundary typically this time of year. You know, when we see these set up shop, that's what keeps things kind of unsettled. And it's not really going to be moving all that much over the next 24 hours. So that's why we'll pretty much have a constant chance of rain. It's going to be pretty cloudy out there, not really getting a whole lot of sun over the next few days.
And yet when I look at the entire United States, it's raining in very far south Texas, and the stuff that's right over Kansas, that's just about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Unfortunately for our neighbors to the west, not really getting in on a whole lot of this rain because things are pretty dry out in western Kansas. So this is the kind of rain that they need.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they won't be able to see too much of it.
Yeah, the eastern part of the state's getting it right now. All right, thanks for checking in with us, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Always good to hear from Ron L. at this time every weekday morning right here with Steve and Ted as we still have that chance of rain continuing the next few days here in South Central Kansas. Thank you, Ron L. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here as we get at it after Memorial Day.
How was your Memorial Day weekend, Ted?
I guess it was fine. fairly uneventful, I guess.
Yeah, it was kind of uneventful.
I mean, I joined my family for a small cookout yesterday.
Nice.
My brother fired up his new grill, so we had a very modest gathering. Mm-hmm. But you?
My parents and one of my nephews, we all went out for a breakfast, or not really a breakfast, kind of a breakfast if you've got hours like mine, but on Friday. But we really that was more or less the most eventful thing, I guess. Spent the rest of the weekend more or less at home.
Yeah, pretty much that's what I did
too.
Did you drink any wine this weekend?
No.
Are you a wine drinker?
Not usually. Sometimes, but not usually.
I'm not a wine drinker. I'm of course, you know, I'm a Mr. Pibb.
Yes, you are a Mr. Pibb
and,
guy.
And, you know, I bought a 12-pack a couple of months ago, and I was very dismayed when I've reached my last one.
Oh, you've reached your last Pibb.
I try to keep them rationed a little bit.
Your Pibb supply is
low. When I reach in the
box
and I find out there's only one can left in there, that's when I start getting a little depressed. But I came across this list of wine consumption per – they've come out with a list of wine consumption per capita by nation.
Yeah.
And the top 10 is not surprising. It's pretty much Europe. Top 10 is Serbia, Sao Tome and Principe, Denmark, Italy, Switzerland, Luxembourg, Slovenia, Moldova, Portugal number 2, and it's no surprise who number 1 is.
France. Yeah.
Top wine consumer per capita in the world is the United States in the top 20.
Huh.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Is the United States in the top 30? No.
Eh?
Canada is. Canada's in the top 40 at 39th. U.S. checks in at 44th.
Okay.
Just behind Antigua and Barbuda.
Yeah.
We're not the big guzzlers of wine like many other nations are. I know a lot of people that do enjoy the wine.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a nation as a whole, you know, we're much more into, Coca-Cola, the sugary drinks. Still, I think, hold sway there.
I think so. I don't know. Not necessarily a big wine guy. I'd normally almost call myself an entire teetotaler because I really don't drink very much at all. But that'd be, a little hypocritical. I did buy some beer this weekend, so.
There you go.
Yeah. But not wine.
So there's your wine rundown for the day here on May 26th. Add another to the list of unique graduation ceremonies cobbled together for students kept apart by the coronavirus. The principal at Kennett High School in New Hampshire found a way to lift the spirits of graduates with a ski lift, literally a lift. Kevin Carpenter enlisted the help of a ski resort. They agreed to have each of the 174 seniors take four guests along for a 10-minute ride to the top of Cranmore Mountain. Once there, they got their diploma, got the picture taken, and they sent them back down. I kind of like that idea. That's interesting. Well, it hasn't happened yet. It's set for June 13th, so it's still upcoming. A mountaintop graduation. That's kind of an interesting way to go about it.
Yeah.
It's a little high school in New Hampshire is getting that done. It's 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's check what's going on in sports as leagues and all sorts of endeavors try to figure out how to proceed at the 2.5-month mark of the pandemic. One of those is the National Football League, put the season on hold back in mid-March, still trying to figure out how to go forward in the National Hockey League.
The NHL is hopeful that by early next month, they'll enter phase two of their return to ice protocols, which would see players be able to take part in non-contact skating sessions in groups with some staff on site. Arizona Coyotes winger Taylor Hall called it another sign of progress in the battle against COVID-19.
Just have a little bit more patience and hopefully everything is back to some kind of normalcy and we can get back playing hockey again.
Paul there with NBC Sports. Now, as part of this next phase, the NHL would require players to be tested for the coronavirus prior to starting training, with subsequent rechecks at least twice per week. Players and staff would also be responsible for daily symptom and temperature checks. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
What about college football? What about the National Football League? Go ahead, Jad. College is fine. Yeah, let's check in with Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL insider.
This is not even in their hands, really. This is all localized decisions, and it's based a lot on university presidents opening their doors to student athletes and local government officials and health medical experts. So I think that we're still going to have a wait-and-see approach because there's no timetable for the return of college football as of yet. But I do think that seeing some of these student-athletes come back in the month of June certainly sparks some of that optimism.
Yeah, a lot of the colleges have opened their campuses, and trying to keep timetables somewhat intact for college football and college men's basketball and women's basketball. So we'll see how that proceeds in the coming months. And what about Major League Baseball? Baseball's still trying to figure out how to work out paying the players. That seems to be a big deal. And we'll see how the optics are on that. Jeff Passan, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
If they want to start it on time, which is middle of June or so, they need to get a deal done that covers the economics and figures out how to split up the billions of dollars that are going to be coming in revenue. Now, the players want their prorated share. Depending on the number of games that they play, they want to get paid what they would have over a 162-game season, except prorated. The owners say, no, that's not financially feasible for us. And so the proposal that's going to be coming and is expected tomorrow from the owners is going to cover that, and we're really going to see if they can come to some kind of a compromise and strike a deal.
So we're now past Memorial Day, and still hockey, baseball, and basketball still don't really have any answers as to what's going on. The National Football League, of course, still has a few more months to play with than these others do.
But it's coming close to them, too.
We're after Memorial Day now, so no decisions have been made yet. NASCAR is really the only outfit that pretty much is proceeding and getting activities done.
Yeah, they kind of got it figured out.
So we'll see. All right, that's Sports 722 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. More updates on traffic and weather are on the way that you'll need to know here on this Tuesday. And why won't the New York Times put politics aside? It's the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Always great information. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.